Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling. Of
what's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz and... With the markets being so goofy, I want you to hear what I said on Monday, and I'm going to play the Monday night call for you. And I added in a little bit of a banter I do before the call starts. So let's go check that out. Here we go. Monday night call. Here it is.
Sure, a few minutes before my usual few minutes, but I know there's a bunch of questions, so I'm going to actually start the tape, but we won't actually start until 6. Interesting markets, but you can hedge anything, young man. You can hedge gold. You can hedge anything you want. Property is fine, except that property does not compound like the market. Okay, so it's all good. You know, again, you got to feel comfortable with what you're doing. But you know, I tell everybody, there's no reason to be in cash when you can hedge it. You look at what you're missing. I mean, that's the end of the day. That's the bottom line. If you are out, you're missing the biggest bull market in history. And, you know, whatever we think about it, I mean, I don't like it, but, you know, I haven't gotten out, and I wouldn't get out. You can find it from me. Send me an email. Well, we'll see. We got to see how Netflix opens tomorrow, but we'll take a look at it. Right now, it's trading at 247 at the moment. So we'll look at it. I'm ready. Hopefully, we can. My poor picks. Jeez, what a rough weekend for me. I had Minnesota. Yay. Yeah, Nick Foles looked like he was Tom Brady. He looked like Heisman. New England, although they won, they didn't win by enough. Then where they put my new internet cable in, my roof leaked right on top of my computers. And the dog crapped on the rug. Then I got served a subpoena for someone who used to work for me. Oy, what a day. What a day. And I get the wine. See, this is my I'm not only I get the bitch, I get the wine too. You know. Anyways, interesting markets. Anybody have any interesting stories from today? Yeah, I got my piano teachers here. God bless. Private Richie's here. Sweden, Switzerland, Australia. China just checked in. Good. You ever see me on CNBC Asia? I was on last night. But I do too. Government shutdown. What a joke. What a joke. Well, I'm going to say this. You like him or not. Okay, because I know many of you don't, but we got the right man. I hope he doesn't give in to this. This is where we Americans always get screwed on these things, because they sneak in all these backwards bills that cost nothing but money. But I'm hoping that that won't be the case this time. That's all I can hope for. But, Brookport is here. Oh, yeah, I know you're here, but you're here. I mean, you're from the States. You're not, you know, special visitors that are 14 hours difference and 12 hours difference in the middle of the night. You know, you're always here. You're good, though. CVS is doing good, too. Not for us, but for you. Yeah, I am recording the pregame show, actually. I usually don't, but I am. Because I always say something, and then I don't want to repeat it later. So, you know, I'm totally unscripted. So yes, I am recording. I am recording the pregame show. How's the sound tonight? Good. All right, good. Because I had, I got such a mess, and I know nothing about technical stuff. So I had a new Skype camera hooked up. Because sometimes when I do CNBC on Sunday, they want to do it Skype, not through my camera. And it hooked into a different microphone. So the last couple of days, it's been a little tinny. So I had to change that. And then it turns out I couldn't use the camera anyways because everything checked in through my headphones. And I can't wear headphones on TV. It's been one hell of a day, I got to tell you. No, you shouldn't have got it filled. Try again tomorrow. It didn't fill. The high was 09. We're working 10, right? 123.10. So nobody filled. It'll fill tomorrow, probably. It might fill tonight if you leave it in. You notice how cautious we are in the futures market as well. Again, listen, I got some interesting facts for you. We'll go through them as we get started, but you're not quite ready to get that far yet, but, lots going on. And Bitcoin girl, what's up? Give me the Bitcoin story. I got clobbered today, I think. Sure, I got in and the markets get clobbered. Yeah. But, amazing how much the market rallied knowing the government was shutting down. That was interesting. Wynn had they have either earnings today or they had an announcement. One of the two. All right. It wasn't earnings, but they had some very positive news, which makes sense. Okay. Remember, we said last week we were looking to buy it. Okay. Didn't want to sell it because it looked like it was getting ready to make some side of move. Okay. And of course it did. It made one hell of a move and exploded. Higher. Why is it ex-pros in the business fear it the most? What do you mean? Be more specific in that question. No, there's just, I can see all the questions you can't. You can only see your own. I can't share them because, A, I don't know how, number one. Number two, I can't, this is a G-rated show, so I can't, share everything. Blizzard, is it a blizzard up there? It's 55 degrees here today and raining. Oh, well, again, that's before you knew how to hedge. That's why you got to learn how to hedge it. Listen, I don't like it when it's this hot. It's not good for my science. It's not good for anything at this time of year. It's damp and it's hot and not good for anything.
And of course, it is not good for anything. And of course, right now, nothing is good for nothing right now. The markets are wacky tobacky, and they continue to try to push higher. But of course, hey, that's what we say all the time. Don't fight it. In the meantime, go to highschoolinvesting.com, check out the website, and get yourself a free week at my future advisory. All you have to do is make a little donation to go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading, and you can get part of it and see what we do in the future side, and might find yourself a little extra shekels here and there. In the meantime, don't forget to download the show as well at libertytalk.fm. That's my station, and of course we've got all the content you need, and I'm looking to get to 1 million downloads a month, and I need your help to do that. And don't forget Bubba's Daily Update, which I do every day after the close. And I send you a little video that tells you what I saw, what I see for tomorrow. And you get that email for free. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com and you fill out the box and it pops up. And you'll be all set and ready to rock and roll. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're playing a little bit of our webinar for you. So let's get back to it right now. Here we go.
All right. All right. Well, we got the recorder already going, so this is it. And welcome aboard. For those of you who just check in, everything is taped before. I did something different for a change. And I had the tape running ahead of time in case I said something interesting. And here we are. Government shutdown. Looks like a constitutional crisis. You know, again, it's amazing when you look at what's going on here. And, you know, just one of the things I added to the call is just any of the news items are coming out this week. And so if you care, I don't really care. To me, some of it shows the government might know how to count and some of it doesn't. But some of you look for the news. So this is the stuff that's coming out this week. Again, nothing here means squat to me. I could care less about any of it, especially the initial claims number and all these confidence numbers that count 5,000 people out of 50 billion. I mean, come on, really? And an interesting note I just got right before I got on air, so I had to close down and re-put this in. This is one of the best technicians I know in the business. As of today's close, the S&P has never been more overbought on either a weekly or a monthly RSI. NASDAQ nearing my first target of 7485. Now, again, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything right now. Okay, right now the markets are going up. I'm just saying these are things that you look at. These are things that, you know, you have to think about and not be shocked should something dramatic happen the other way. Now, again, I am certainly not predicting that. Okay, I'm just saying that because I'm saying. Your audio is screwing up again. I don't know. I'm sitting right here the same place. I'm moved. Now I keep cutting out. Great. Once you started, the recording was on the whole time. I always had the recording on. Okay. Audio is fine. Audio is fine. I see it as fine. All right. Well, I'm gonna do the best I can. Because I got a couple say yes and most say it's great. So we'll go with what we got. And I will have it once again checked out. I thought we had everything solved, but what the heck? Okay. So anyways, let me just steamroll through this. I got to go to the words of wisdom, which we always start every call with. And that is a flower can't blossom without sunshine and a trader can't survive or succeed without discipline. And of course, you know, again, those are things that are as important as we can get to understanding, you know, how a market works. I mean, again, if you're going to be undisciplined, you're going to end up losing money. Okay. That really is what it comes down to. All right. You have to remember that sometimes discipline, patience, and not being in the market is a trait. Okay. Yeah. Good for you. I'm proud of you. Nice job. And then, of course, my bitch, which is, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, I bitched the whole call, so don't get me wrong, but this is my special scheduled bitch. The pundits are making a big deal about the government shutdown and the move we had. The markets were up a ton, knowing that the government was going to shut down. The markets were up a ton, knowing that hopefully they were going to stay shut down. So now they come out, you know, at 2:30 this afternoon, or 3:30 this afternoon. Well, the market's up because they're going to settle. The markets were up a ton Friday and a ton today. You mean to tell me you want to convince me that the markets are higher because the idiots in Washington are going to settle? Have you listened to any of these ridiculous arguments that they have? Okay. Has anybody listened to the BS of what they're spewing over there? I mean, it's a joke. But anyways, need I say more? So as we look into the future, or the past, I guess, and of course, the Dow only up another 142, another brand new all-time high. And I love the new, well, the fastest 1,000-point gain ever. Well, I mean, Jesus, a 4% move. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's talk about a move that's 10%. That would be something to talk about, not a 1,000-point move. I mean, we can go down up or down 1,000 any day. So we're in the same position, right? Last week we said that if you're going to get in, if you're going to play this market, you can't short, you got to be a buyer. Well, we never dipped down to the prices that we wanted to buy at. Okay. So we can't be buyers yet. We're not sellers. All right. Now, again, somebody will make the case that this is it and this is, you know, top. Well, it could be. I mean, look, I think the markets are running on fumes. But it doesn't matter. They can run a long way on fumes, especially if they're going downhill. So, you know, there's a lot of room to run, and I'm not at all thinking about getting involved. Now, if you want to play, you can only play to the long side. You'd probably look at 26,000 now. Okay. I mean, that's really, again, I've said it, I don't know, since probably 23,000. You can't be a seller here. There's no real purpose to selling here. You're only costing yourself money. The S&P, Sierra Papa X-Ray. Same thing. Now, this is a little bit different, a little bit trickier. All right. Again, we're not selling here. This could be a little bit of a blow off. Now, since you don't see volume on the S&P cash, the S&P future, okay, not really enough volume to really say, hey, this is a blow off period. This was not really a panic. This was just a constant buying. So we're under the same guise here of we have to be only being willing to be a buyer for now. And here I would assume probably about 2,800 in the S&P if you want to play. Okay. Now, again, I'm not telling you to play, but I'm telling you do not short. Okay. Believe me, when the time is right, you'll make a lot of money by waiting patiently for your short opportunity. And if you try to force it now, you might run out of bullets before the opportunity show up. There's no purpose. There's no point to it. The NASDAQ, boom, look at this. And again, we can't really see a volume here, so let's just use the future for a minute. And again, volume is not really that great, so it's not a shortable market yet. Here, you'd probably have to look at about probably 7,300. If you want to play, you got to play. If you want to play, you got to play long in these indexes. There's no other way to play. The one saving grace that we thought might give us an opportunity is the Russell. Okay. Now, this broke out as well. Now, this is still a little bit better to trade, but again, I would not try to sell this here. I don't think it does you any good. Again, I think, you know, we've taken a couple of stabs, and I will give you some short plays as I see them. But to try to fight the overall indices right now, or the indexes, is not the right thing to do. I think what you find out is you get yourself in more trouble by trying to fight these. You know, individual stocks, and somebody will yell at me, well, you give out shorts and some individuals. Yeah, because I gave out a short on American Express last week, and it fell apart. I mean, it didn't fall far enough, but it was down. I mean, my individual calls are usually fairly good. The problem still is we need to get enough stretch in volatility and in price movement that we have not seen. By the way, does anybody know what these numbers are? This 24? No, I just noticed these. And you know what that means? Oh, XT. What is EXTO? Is that something new? 24-hour trading or something? Okay. Anyways, back to where I was, the Russell. So, you know, why do I want to sell it? I mean, you know, right now they're buying them, and why get involved? Okay. Oh, they got that now? No kidding. Jeez, something else I can get goofed around in. And then, of course, oil. Really interesting day in oil today. I don't know if anybody watches it at all, but really a crazy day. If you look at it, you know, I was playing it, and I'd sold some last night, and then I covered. And then I was working, and I looked up, and I saw it getting hammered. I saw it going to the moon first, okay? And look what happened. So I said, okay, I could sell some. And I sold some down around 64. And look what it came all the way back down, then it came all the way back up again. In the meantime, as I've said, and I will continue to say, I'm still a seller. I'm a seller of oil in general, okay? The formation is still not very bullish. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to tell you to go crazy here. WTI, a yo-yo, huh? Oh, they opened a basket of ETFs. Okay. You can short in little time, anything for a short period of time. Okay. There's times to buy and sell in any market.
And this is the Bubba Show, and there are times to buy and sell in any market, but we got to step out here for a break. Remember to go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day so that you can help me get to my goal of $1 million a month. We're going to step out here. We'll be right back with more of the Monday Night Call after the break. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we're coming right back to you.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich. It's Thursday. I'm in Ohio visiting my daughter at Ohio State. But in the meantime, I'm bringing you the Monday Night Call. So let's go to it, back to it right now. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, I did see that disclaimer. I just clicked through it. I didn't even pay attention. I got enough to do at night. I'm not going to start trading ETFs right now at night. I'll trade the futures. But, I mean, in the meantime, when you look at the formation, and what can we see? Okay, starting to change a little bit. We're starting to flatten, but we're still cheaper out farther out. To me, it's the market's settling, and it's going to continue to work its way, which I believe is going to be lower. I think that the rally is over, and again, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'd be a seller at 65 for sure. Gold. Gold was really dead today. Look at it. Nothing going on. Very quiet. Getting ready for the rollover. It's got another few days to go. But again, I would be a seller of this using 1345 as my exit, but I could sell it anywhere here. I'm already short it, but I could sell it anywhere here if I'm not. And using, again, 1345, you know, just over 1346, which is Private Richie. That's what you asked about. So if we use 1346 exactly, if it gets to 1345, it's going to 1346. Okay. The bonds. Now, as we said, we want to keep selling them, and here they keep going down. I mean, again, these have been pretty easy. You know, they give you some heartburn, but last week we said this is probably a good opportunity to go ahead and sell them. And certainly enough, boom. Our sell target was 151. The high was 151.06. Down 3 full points. Now, again, you're going to see a bounce probably from here. All right. And I would be looking to sell the new spot. I'd sell it. Now I sell it 150. All right. That's what we're looking for. All right, it'll be another opportunity to go ahead and take a whack at him. You got to let him come back. You cannot chase him down. All right, if you chase him down, you're only chasing yourself. And the dollar hammered. Now, this has got to do with the Fed. You can bet your, you know what, it's G-rated, so I can't say it. But you can bet on it that there's some currency manipulation going on between all of the central banks around the world trying to make sure they control this, because they have to keep our rates low for now, all right? And that's the whole deal, and that's another way, not only the bond market, but you keep the dollars cheap enough, you keep its interest rates lower artificially. Just like if the dollar goes up, it's like an interest rate hike. And they're running into trouble, and the Fed meeting is next week. This should be a doozy. I want to see how they figure their way out of this one. If you're taking out, you're chasing your own tail. What's up, Sam? What are they doing in Switzerland? What was the question? I say so many things. I don't know if it references to what I was talking about. And of course, the euro currency, which we wanted to be a seller of. And if it failed, now it didn't really fail. Now you could have sold it here. I would have no problem. If you sold it last Tuesday, I'd have no issue with that whatsoever. And you're really in the same position. All right. And again, I would be a seller. I'm actually, one of our futures trades is 123.10. We're sellers at. So that's where I'd be a seller. 123.10. I am not a buyer at any price. I think a lot of this is just about cooked. And of course, the British pound. Notice we've been bullish like crazy this, and it continues to fly up. Last week I said, if you want to take a little bit of profit, I would probably look at maybe taking the rest here, unless it's just a long-term hold that you're holding. Okay. And if you're just trading it because I was trading it with you guys here, then I would take it off. I take my money and go home and look for another entry. If you're holding something long-term regarding this, then, you know, just go ahead and hedge it and stay there. They do it in every market. They manipulate currency. The Swiss is a little tougher because that's still got a gold backing. But they do that in every market. Every central bank around the world is manipulating dollars or their currency to try to make things work for them. Now, interesting enough, the VIX, although lower, look at that jigsaw puzzle, although lower, actually held above the 200-day moving average, bounced right off of it, as a matter of fact, still continues to maintain this upward trajectory from down here. It's hard to say. I mean, again, a lot of people could be buying puts to open here, which just to protect their position. So that would help lift volatility. But you would have thought, you would think that volatility would have got crushed the last 2 days, considering we made all new time highs. So that's something to think about. It doesn't mean that we're going to change anything. It doesn't mean that it's going to change how we're going to trade right now. But it's something, it's something to watch. Bonds most oversold in 13 months. Well, what does that mean? Now, the 10-year notes are now over close to 2.7. Okay, they're going to get the 3% soon. Now, this is exactly what the Fed didn't want to happen, and they're going to have to step in. And you know, if you've looked at history at all, you know what happens when they step in the next time. Okay, it gets ugly. And again, it may not be this week, it may not be next week, but eventually they're going to have to come in, and you're going to get rates going up too fast, which is going to create a major problem for a lot of people. You're going to have a whole mishmash and possibly end up with hyperinflation, which would be a disaster. But, you know, the Fed knows. That's what they do. They screw it up. Instead of just letting the markets naturally resolve themselves out, they have to get involved. And, of course, every time they've gotten involved in history, this is not me just bitching, every time in history, they've screwed it up. And this time will not be any different. Wharton Dean, Diamond's mindset is wrong. And of course, you know, Jamie Dimon came back out and said, well, maybe Bitcoin or the cryptocurrencies aren't so bad, right? Well, because of course they probably own a bunch by now. You know, you don't think they sat on the sidelines, do you really? You think the company that had a $5 billion trade that a supposed rogue trader made didn't participate in all this? You know, unfortunately, we can't get to see their books. But you don't think that they sat out the whole time, do you? Beyond the Bitcoin bubble, hey, it may very well be a bubble, but the bottom line is the currencies, the cryptocurrencies are real and they're spectacular and they're here to stay. Okay. The NASDAQ had the same talk in the 90s. And of course, many of them did go bust. But just look at what came out of the 90s and look at the companies we have now that were around and made it through. So a bubble is certainly possible. I don't deny that. We've seen a big crush. But in the meantime, let's just look at a real quick chart here. I don't really watch this chart. You know, this is one of those investments you just kind of make, and you know, you just kind of hope. You know, you hope and pray that it. That no, I actually don't hope and pray. I mean, I know what I'm doing. I just bought some, and I'm just hanging. But if you look at it, you know, basically where are we at? We're really in the last week in consolidation. I mean, you know, we're at the bottom end, but we're certainly in consolidation. Let's see how it happens from here. You know, again. I don't know. You know, I'm not calling it a bubble. I'm not calling it anything. I mean, I think that the trading was a bubble. I'm certainly not surprised. But again, I do believe it's real as well. I think now it's just how to get to the right ones and be in the right ones to use. I see the VIX was green with the market going up. Does it make sense? Well, yeah, it makes sense because the markets are a little bit overdone. Okay. I showed you earlier that this is the highest they've ever been on an RSI basis in history, on a weekly and a monthly basis. So people are buying some protective puts. The dollar crash last week, we talked about the dollar falling. Now we're talking about the dollar crash, right? I mean, you know, look, this is not real. This is another way of manipulation. Okay. This is part of what they call the currency wars. The government shutdown, economic data likely delayed. Who cares? Their data is no good. Did anybody ever notice that every time a report comes out from the government, it's always either changed either upgraded or downgraded the next time out. It's always adjusted. So what good is a report? If they can't get it right the first time, well, they got to try to make it get it right the second time. I mean, what good does it do when it's always revised? That's the word I'm looking for. I'm glad that I wish they had stayed. Did they settle? I didn't sketch the end of it. They talked about it, but there was supposedly another 3 weeks CR. Are you kidding me? What's going to happen in 3 weeks? You know, it's like when I was doing a sales call, and the guy would go through all the objections, and you know, he said, "Well, Todd, why don't you come back tomorrow?" And I say, "You know what, John? I'll come back tomorrow. But what the are we going to talk about tomorrow? I mean, I don't know what's going to change in 3 weeks. Anything? Do we really think that anything's going to change?"
And we know that nothing's going to change. It's the same old BS garbage that they spew out all the time. And quite frankly, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sick and tired of it myself. You know, I can't understand it. And it really is just a something that should piss us all off, I think. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, and of course, highschoolinvesting.com. You know that's a program I've been doing for 7 years. I've paid for everything all by my lonesome, and now I'm looking for some help. And if you go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading, that's patreon.com/BubbaTrading, and make a donation, I will give you a 1 week free trial of the advisory. No credit card. Nothing. All I do is just do that, and I'll send you the link. You can see the trades we make and what we do on day trading basis versus a swing trading basis, because you get them both. And also, don't forget to download the Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And you can be a part of the Liberty team, right? We're Team Liberty here. And, of course, get Bubba's Daily Update, which is available at BubbaTrading.com. All you do is fill out the box when it pops up, and every day I send you a video telling you what I saw, what I look for tomorrow, and help you out, try to make better trading decisions. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It is the Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're listening to Monday's call because I'm traveling, so let's go back to it right now. Here we go.
The reports are all BS, is right. How long will the government shutdown last? Well, it doesn't look like it's going to last long. It looks like it'll be over tonight, unfortunately. Crybaby OPEC just got exactly what they needed. And again, I don't understand where we get off. Okay, we've got enough oil here. Okay, we've got enough oil without affecting the environment, and yet we let them get away with it and pump these prices up for this Aramco IPO and all, just to help those guys. Now, where's the fair and equal balance there? When did we become, you know, we were the ones that used to get taken advantage of. So now that we're in a position of power, we still let them take advantage. Explain that to me. Well, you know what to do when stocks fall. Now, those of you who hedged know exactly what to do. Those of you who are not, that's where the problems come in. And, you know, I was talking with a farmer today, and I said, you know, you just got to make sure you understand what your basis is and what your cost model is so that you don't get creamed. And it's the same in the market. Just make sure you know what you're doing and know where you're at if you're not hedged. Because, again, I guarantee it, there will be a sell-off that's going to make you think about doing something. And, you know, each sell-off we get is always, it's like a concussion. You remember the last time what happened, so you're more apt to jump quicker this time. That's why you need to have a hedge around it so you don't have to jump. Tom Lee says market goes 11 more years to run. He could be right. I'm not saying the markets aren't going up. I'm just saying that they're going up. And now I'm in, okay? As I've said 1,000 times, I'm long. Right? I benefit from all this Michigas I talk about all the time. I just don't benefit on a daily basis because I'm, you know, I fight it a little bit on a daily basis because I know I'm right. Again, I knew I was right with Yahoo. I knew I was right about the internet bubble. The problem is always trying to time it. And I'm not trying to time it. That's why I'm not saying, you know, to sell the indexes here, although I'd love to sell the indexes here. And 20 years ago, I'd have a massive short position on by right now. And I might be having to puke it out again. So, you know, again, Tom Lee could be right, but Tom Lee's a little bit of a joke as well. You know, again, it's amazing how all the bulls come out. You know, where was Tom Lee in 2008 when they were talking how good the market was going to go? You know, everybody forgets all these great economists were telling you to buy, buy, buy right before the collapse. So, you know, where they been? Why weren't they calling the bottom when the bottom was in? That's what I want to know. You can tell me about, and I know Tom Lee very well. So you can tell me all you want, the stories, all I know is one thing. Every broker, advisor, and pundit has a reason to have the market, want the markets to go up. The pundits want it for ratings, and the brokers and advisors want it for commissions because they get paid when your money's in the market on the long side. That's the bottom line. The pin that pricks the bubble, who knows? Again, it's a bubble. It's just a question of when it decides it's going to pop. Now, this, I think, is a bunch of a hunk of garbage. Shutdown brings more default risk than the market realizes. Let's talk something about default for a minute. Do you think that any nation is going to let the United States of America default? Do you think anybody's going to turn them over to a collection agency? Remember the old story. It's the old joke. If you owe the bank $100, it's your problem. If you owe them $1 million, it's their problem. All right. If the United States defaults, the whole world falls apart. Okay. So there'll be no defaulting. There's no default risk. And this is a bunch of garbage. The IMF, another group of geniuses, upgraded everything. That should tell you that we're pretty close to a top as well. Now, again, I'm not calling the top, but these are signs. Okay. The IMF that was 6 months ago was as bearish as it could be. All of a sudden, they've now raised their outlook. Okay. You know, this is the old story. You know, we used to, you know, you see that in the headlines of the Wall Street Journal or the USA Today, you know, that it was bearish, then you'd be a buyer. If it was bullish, you'd be a seller. Cryptos are crashing again. I wouldn't exactly call it a crash. I think, of course, we do know that they do like to sensationalize a lot of this stuff, and it's great for ratings. So, you know, they're selling off like anything else. Look, again, we've seen a million sell-offs. Okay. It's amazing how the cryptos are a bubble, but the stock market's not a bubble. It's amazing how the cryptos are crashing. When the market's selling, they're not crashing. They're just selling off a little bit. Profit taking. Who's lying? FBI says 5 months of tax loss. Okay. Now, that has to strike a little bit of chord with some of you, right? That this evidence just magically disappeared. They lost it. I mean, have we all lost our mind? That's just a question I have. Okay. I mean, would it be reasonable to buy 50,000 of S&P? Yeah, 100%, 1,000%, 1,000,000%. That'd be the best trade you could ever make. I'll claim that my next audit lost it. That's right, exactly. Tell them you lost the data. Let's see what they say to you when they're putting you in jail, right? Is oil set to make record highs in 2018? I got a little Twitter battle going on with somebody, and I said that oil will see 40 before it'll see 70. Now, that's a pretty bold call, but I don't see it. Again, where is the massive demand going to come from, and where's all the supply going to go to? Unless they burn it. You know, they had that trouble with natural gas. You know, these imbeciles, they always burn it right before they need it. You know, why would you be burning natural gas in the dead of winter? You know, you would think you'd find a better way to store it. But I, listen, what do I know? Look at the trash can with the guy with the black marker for editing. I'm claiming that my next, right, exactly. The new 60-40. Now, this is another big deal, right? You know, this used to be the old formula. Maybe some of you still use this formula, but, you know, depending on your age, you have a certain amount of bonds, a certain amount of fixed income. Again, I don't believe in that. I believe you should be all in equities, because if you hedge it, your hedge is like the bonds you're buying. So, you know, if I could figure out exactly when what was going to happen when, then I wouldn't have to do anything. I could just make my $1 gazillion and not worry about it. But, of course, I can't do that either. So why would I want to take something that was like a safer investment when I can make what I own a safer investment? That's the one thing I never understand. It always bothers me that we see these geniuses that couldn't pick their nose. Okay. Yet here they're telling you that, well, now we got to change our ratio because we got blah, blah, blah. Look, if you knew that, then it wouldn't matter. Okay. That's the whole issue behind this. And that's what really bothers me. Amazon, here we go. Fully automated grocery store. Open today. Okay. What do you think about that? I'm not a big fan. Okay. I mean, I don't mind having some automation, but I'm not a big fan because, again, I want to know what our young kids are going to do that are supposed to be working at these stores and getting some sort of job training and learning something when they're going to high school and college. Okay. Not a big fan, but hey, this is what's going on. And pretty soon, you'll never have to leave your house. The gym will come to you. Everything will come to you. You'll sit there. Then we can become more obese. We never have to go out again. And of course, this would be a real threat. Could Amazon be gearing up for a cryptocurrency exchange? I bet you, I'll bet anybody, any amount that they will, if they're not already involved, they get involved in this business, in this space. Okay. I'll bet anybody, any amount right here that Amazon gets involved in this space. And I'll tell you what, I can put a time on it within the next 12 months that they're involved somewhere in this cryptocurrency space. Okay.
And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, a reminder to go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. Help a brother out. And don't forget about the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And we got a new show coming starting next week, which will be cryptocurrencies on the weekend. I'll be doing that show with Matt Demeter from Demeter Research. So make sure you check that out. I'll give you a time as soon as I have it. And in the meantime, don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update, which is available to you every day for free. All you have to do is go to the BubbaTrading.com, fill out the link, and you will get the market after the close. You'll get an update of what I'm seeing, what I saw, and what I'm looking for. And you can see this happen and help you. And we're looking to help you become a better trader. So make sure you do all that good stuff. And we're going to be gone for the day. We're in Columbus. And tomorrow we're going to be in Vincennes, Indiana, speaking at Vincennes University. But we will have a show for you tomorrow. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow at the same time in the same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.